If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Din al-Islam, dini, wal-azam, ghayru dini, Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We're going to talk about the rules, Islamic jurisprudential laws about the media, according to Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtaza Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up to 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
SubhanAllah.
Back to the program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program. And as always, our guest speaker, Sheikh Javid. Let's talk about some of the questions and concepts about media, jurisprudentially speaking, of course, according to the rulings of Ayatollah Khamenei. Sheikh Javid, in wedding parties, all right?
Yes.
We know that, especially with the advent of technologies today, everybody's, having cell phones, mobiles, and maybe even a couple of them in their pockets. So they go anywhere with that, and let alone wedding parties and marriage ceremonies, Is it permissible for women to take pictures of themselves, all right?
Yes.
Without the permission of their husband? If your answer is yes, then, assuming that it is permissible, is it obligatory to observe proper hijab in their weddings?
Well, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Taking photos per se does not depend on the permission of the husband.
Mm-hmm.
A woman can exercise her right as a woman, as an individual with a free will to take pictures of herself or to allow other people to take her picture. It is permissible per se. But if there is a possibility that non-mahram men may see her pictures and that not observing proper hijab could lead to a bad deed or let's say to a negative consequence,
mm-hmm.
then she should observe hijab, or she should avoid taking pictures or allowing other people to take. And as it is usually the case,
right?
Pictures which are taken by other people or pictures in modern time and this time around, pictures are usually posted on YouTube channels or social networks, and they are exploited, misused. So if there is such possibility, one should avoid posting one's own picture on mm-hmm. on social networks, because
right.
there is a possibility that these pictures might end up falling in the hands of people who might want to misuse these pictures.
Mm-hmm. I see. What about this kind of covering, as you can see, like especially the brides, cover themselves with, it's some kind of like, wedding dress, basically. It's a part of the wedding dress. And it looks like a net, basically. It's a light, transparent garment or veil.
Yes.
All right. And in wedding parties, it's quite normal for the brides to wear such, gowns, such dresses, all right? Is it permissible for them to, even for a non-mahram man to take a picture of the bride, as is sometimes the case in such wedding parties where there is a camera person, and normally it's a non-mahram basically camera person.
You're right. Grand Ayatollah Khamenei says that if taking pictures entail haram looking, haram mm-hmm. looking is haram. So if taking pictures entail haram looking at a non-mahram
right.
woman, it
mm-hmm.
is not permissible.
Right.
And usually when for example, a man enters into a wedding hall and goes in stands in the midst of women or in front of women taking their pictures, he's inevitably, or maybe he cannot help getting aroused, and so it is it is definitely haram for a woman to take pictures of women who are wearing see-through clothes or gowns which are revealing, actually.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And on the other hand, women in wedding parties are wearing makeup, and it's not permissible for a man to enter and to go into the wedding hall and into the room where women are there with their makeup on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not permissible, and it definitely leads to some kind of evil, some kind of evil deeds.
I see. Okay, Shastovit, let's take a short break and we'll be back and continue our questions and answers of the media according to Ayatollah Khamenei on IRIB English Radio. Stay with us.
The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are talking about the media, or the rules about the media according to Ayatollah Khamenei. Sheikh Javid, is it permissible for women to watch men's wrestling?
Well, it is not permissible for a woman to go to, let's say, to a ring. Let's say there is a ring where men are wrestling,
mm-hmm.
and a woman wishes to go and see the wrestling competition from close. It is not permissible, definitely. And also, if the picture is broadcast live and a woman wishes to watch men wrestling, because the clothes are very tight, they are reveal the shape of the body, it's not permissible for a woman to watch these pictures and these movies. Obviously, you know, it's not only about wrestling, but there are also other competitions where men do not wear, you know, clothes, covering clothes, and their bodies are partially unclothed, uncovered. So if a woman has some kind of lustful intention, it is not permissible to watch them. And it's not permissible if the watching is, you know, done by attending the ring,
mm-hmm.
and with lustful intention, and, you know, the questionable thoughts. Sometimes you might have a thought which is problematic, you know, or if there is fear of falling into a kind of sin, or feeling fear of falling victim to the temptation, of course it's not permissible. And of course, our Grand Ayatollah Khamenei says that watching such, you know, wrestling, or let's say competition, through live television broadcast is not permissible as a measure of obligatory precaution. Otherwise, there's no harm in it. There's no problem in
mm-hmm.
it.
Sheikh Javid, you know, what is the ruling about taking pictures or photos of women mingling with their mahrams? We all know that not everyone is a photographer. They don't have the right proper equipment to develop the negatives.
Yes.
So they have to give the negatives and films
right.
to a photographer with the proper equipment to develop and print it, right?
Right.
So is it permissible for this kind of picture to be taken?
His Eminence says that there is no problem if the photographer who looks at them to take pictures is one of their mahrams. That is for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Because a mahram is taking picture of a mahram. And in unmarried, mahram is a person who is unmarriageable under any circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the definition of a mahram. If someone is mahram to you, you cannot marry him or her, let's say marry her, under any circumstances.
Right.
So if the picture is taken by a mahram, there is no problem. And there should also be, according to Ayatollah Khamenei, no problem in developing and printing
mm-hmm.
those pictures by a person who does not know them. You know, it is very much important to differentiate between knowing someone and not knowing someone. If you are developing someone's picture who is unknown to you, you don't know where he or she lives and where they are, who the picture belongs to, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So it's permissible to print it, to develop it and then print it.
Yes.
Of course. But if you know someone, a woman living in your street or in your alley,
mm-hmm.
and you know who that girl is and who her father is, and you are developing it, of course it's not permissible to develop and print her picture.
My appreciations, Rishabh Javid. Thank you for your contribution
thank
to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome. And thank you, my dear listener, for listening to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. This program, we are talking about the media or the rules of about the media according to Ayatollah Khamenei in this program, Islamic Laws. Thank you very much for listening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الظاهر والباطن على